Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with Maldives President Mohamed Muizu in Male. Both countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements in various fields. India extends 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. Prime Minister Modi becomes second longest serving Prime Minister of the country with an uninterrupted tenure. Both houses of parliament adjourned for the day following a row by the opposition over various issues. Government bans 25 OTT websites and apps over vulgar and pornographic content. Clashes continue along Thailand-Cambodia border as both sides exchange fire. Indian embassy in Thailand issues travel advisory for tourists. And in cricket, England lead by 100 runs in their first innings against India on day 3 in fourth test at Manchester. India and the Maldives today held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Male. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials from both nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Muizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both countries today signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements. More from our correspondent.
India and Maldives today exchanged 8 agreements related to line of credit, debit repayment, FTA, fisheries and aquaculture, digital transformation, pharmacopoeia and UPI. India has extended 4,850 crore rupee line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu inaugurated a new building of Ministry of Defense in Male. Both leaders also planted saplings, strengthening the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. Commemorative stamp to mark 60 years of India-Maldives friendship was also released by Mr. Modi and Dr. Muizu. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Male, Maldives.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. In a joint statement with President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear. He added that mutual cooperation in defense and security reflects the mutual trust between the nations.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का परिचायक है रक्षा मंत्रालय की बिल्डिंग जिसका आज उद्घाटन किया जा रहा है यह ट्रस्ट की कॉन्क्रीट इमारत है हमारी मजबूत साझेदारी का प्रतीक है साझेदारी अब वेदर साइंस में भी होगी मौसम चाहे जैसा हो आवर फ्रेंडशिप विल ऑलवेज रिमेन ब्राइट एंड क्लियर मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग देता रहेगा हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
Prime Minister Modi emphasized that peace, stability and prosperity in the Indian Ocean region is a shared goal. He announced that both nations will work together to strengthen regional maritime security at the Colombo Security Conclave.
पिछले साल अक्टूबर में राष्ट्रपति जी की भारत यात्रा के दौरान हमने व्यापक आर्थिक और समुद्री सुरक्षा साझेदारी का विजन साझा किया था अब यह रियलिटी बन रहा है और उसी का परिणाम है कि हमारे संबंध नई ऊंचाइयों को छू रहे हैं कई सारी परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण संभव हुआ है भारत के सहयोग से बनाए गए 4,000 सोशल हाउसिंग यूनिट्स अब मालदीव में कई परिवारों के लिए नई शुरुआत बनेंगे
He noted that both countries have taken several steps to accelerate their economic partnership, and a bilateral investment treaty to promote mutual investment will be finalized soon.
हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी को गति देने के लिए हमने कई कदम उठाए हैं आपसी निवेश को गति देने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही बायलेटरल इन्वेस्टमेंट ट्रीटी फाइनलाइज करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर भी बातचीत शुरू हो गई है अब हमारा लक्ष्य है फ्रॉम पेपर वर्क टू प्रॉस्पेरिटी लोकल करेंसी सेटलमेंट सिस्टम से रुपये और रुपया में सीधे व्यापार कर सकेंगे
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Maldives is very timely and productive. While addressing a special press briefing in Mali, he stated that for the first time, a line of credit will be extended to the Maldives in Indian rupees.
We have signed an MOU related to the extension of a fresh line of credit of 4,850 crore rupees to the Maldives. This is the first LOC extended to the Maldives that is denominated in Indian rupees. The LOC represents a continuation of the tradition of assistance to the development needs of the Maldives, and we expect that several infrastructure projects will be carried out as a result of this LOC agreement.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has become the second longest serving Prime Minister of the country with an uninterrupted tenure. Briefing media in New Delhi today, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved this record with a mandate of the people. He said Mr. Modi has completed 4,078 days of continuous tenure by surpassing the record of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. He said Prime Minister Modi's tenure has been marked by golden chapters of development.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के कार्यकाल की निरंतरता के 4078 दिन पूर्ण हो गए निरंतर प्रधानमंत्री के पद पर रहने का जन विश्वास जन आशीर्वाद और राष्ट्र की निष्ठा से युक्त यह कार्यकाल का रिकॉर्ड बनाने में जो प्रधानमंत्री जी का योगदान रहा है उससे हर भारतवासी हर्ष का अनुभव कर रहा है
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू हैज कंप्लीटेड 3 years इन ऑफिस टुडे As she completed the third year of her term, President Murmu participated in various important initiatives undertaken in Rashtrapati Bhavan and the President's estates. These include declaration of Divyanganj friendly President's estate, launch of Rashtrapati Bhavan websites in 22 Indian languages, and inauguration of various facilities for visitors and residents of the President's estate. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Both the houses were adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Meanwhile, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that he should be allowed to speak on the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024, which was moved for consideration and passing. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned at 12 noon and then finally for the day following the opposition ruckus over various issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held in Lok Sabha on Monday. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that it was decided during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla.
Monday se लोकसभा में 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी और ट्यूसडे को राज्यसभा में फिर 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी। तो ये आज बीएसई में तय किया गया। ये स्पेशल डिस्कशन का एग्रीमेंट ये पहले बार नहीं है, चर्चा करने का कई तरीके होते हैं, इसलिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का चर्चा स्पेशल डिस्कशन होगा, कोई स्पेसिफिक रूल्स पे नहीं, ये एक स्पेशल डिस्कशन है।
द गवर्नमेंट हैज डायरेक्टेड ब्लॉकिंग ऑफ 25 ओटीटी वेबसाइट्स एंड एप्स शोइंग ऑब्सीन, वल्गर एंड इन सम केसेस पोर्नोग्राफिक कंटेंट। द मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग नोटेड दैट सम कंटेंट ऑन दीज प्लेटफॉर्म्स includes sexual innuendos and in some cases long portions of sexually explicit scenes. It also added that such content depicted obscenity and vulgarity in several inappropriate contexts. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State Ravneet Singh Bittu took an extensive review of the Nasik Triambakeshwar Sinhasth 2027 rail plans. The Railway Minister urged the officials to adopt best practices which emerged from the Mahakumbh 2025 experience. Clashes reportedly continued at several areas along the Thailand-Cambodia border areas, with Cambodian forces conducting sustained bombardment, utilizing heavy weapons, field artillery and BM-21 rocket systems. Thai forces responded with appropriate supporting fire in accordance with the tactical situation and issued advisories to local civilians to avoid entering areas of clashes. According to the deputy spokesperson of the Thai Ministry of Public Health, 14 Thai people were killed and 46 others injured in military clashes near the Thailand-Cambodia border last night. The Indian Embassy in Thailand has advised all Indian travellers to Thailand to check updates from Thai official sources, including TAT Newsroom, in view of the situation near Thailand-Cambodia border. In a social media post, the embassy said that the places mentioned by Tourism Authority of Thailand in the matter are not recommended for travelling. The Tourism Authority of Thailand had listed several attractions in 7 provinces as not recommended for visiting now due to ongoing unrest along the Thai-Cambodian border. Heavy rains continue to lash across various parts of Maharashtra, prompting the India Meteorological Department, IMD, to issue alerts for multiple regions including Konkan, Western Maharashtra, Vidarbha and Marathwada. Authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant as the state prepares for more downpours. Equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, closed in the red for a second consecutive session today, weighed down by mixed global cues. Investor sentiment remained subdued amid continued selling by foreign institutional investors and lingering global trade uncertainties. The broader market indices at the BSE closed lower. The mid-cap index decreased about 1.5% and small-cap index fell 1.9%. In cricket, hosts England were leading by 104 runs in their first innings against India on day 3 of 4th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. England were 462 for 4 in their first innings a short while ago. England resumed their innings today at the overnight score of 225 for 2. India were all out for 358 in their first innings yesterday. Currently, the Indian team is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with Maldives President Mohamed Muizzu in Male. Both countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements in various fields. India extends 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. Prime Minister Modi becomes second longest-serving Prime Minister of the country with an uninterrupted tenure. Both Houses of Parliament adjourn for the day following uproar by the opposition over various issues. Government bans 25 OTT websites and apps over vulgar and pornographic content. Clashes continue along Thailand-Cambodia border as both sides exchange fire. Indian Embassy in Thailand issues travel advisory for tourists. And in cricket, England lead by 104 runs in their first innings against India on day 3 in 4th test at Manchester. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.